This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very cool person from a very cool company. It's Zach Aiken. He is the customer success manager for HackerOne, who does bug bounty programs. Zach, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, source code is not perfect. Everybody's got their vulnerabilities.
That's correct.
How does HackerOne help us out?
Yeah, it's not a personal attack on anyone who develops code, but you're right. There's no such thing as perfect code. So what we try to do is find the errors or the issues in that code and give it back to the company before malicious hackers take advantage of it.
So do you outsource where you say, listen, hey, Gary and friends, if you're a white hat or a black hat, you can go to our website, sign up, you know, go break something with permission and we'll pay you some money?
That's exactly correct. So what we have is a community of ethical hackers or security researchers that we match with companies, whether they're small companies, large enterprise, banks, financial services. We try to pick the right researchers from our community to match with the company to look for vulnerabilities that your organization would care about.
Zach, what's an example of, without naming a breach, the biggest kind of breach that could have been solved by one of these bug bounty programs?
Sure, I think there's plenty of them out there that we could talk about. I think to name one, the Equifax breach that happened, it was a small vulnerability that had been sitting there for a long time. Chances are if they could have had a plethora of ethical researchers looking for it, it was small enough where they could have found it.
Now, Yahoo had a breach that was 2 years in the making. I think over, 1.5 billion or 2 billion records, some crazy number, people's emails, their passwords. It was a vulnerability that they weren't aware of, but the bad guys were.
Right.
If Yahoo had hired HackerOne and said, guys, here's $1 million bug bounty, make sure we're super secure this year, would you guys have helped solve that problem?
Possibly. We're certainly not a silver bullet, but we'd like to think that we would help. And the idea is that the bad guys are out there, exactly as you're saying. We're just trying to level the playing field and allow the ethical hackers to have a chance to find those vulnerabilities as well.
What's the typical bug bounty amount of money that people get, and how are they paid? Are they an employee? Is it a 1099 program where they have to deal with the taxes themselves?
Sure. No, it's a great question. They're contractors who work with HackerOne. The amount can range. So based on the severity of the vulnerability that comes in, if it's a critical vulnerability, sometimes we see $15,000, $20,000 for a critical. The lower ones can be $100, $150. So we try to incentivize the researchers to focus on finding vulnerabilities, again, that the organization cares most about.
Do you map these at all using the MITRE attack methodology?
We do. We use CVSS. We use MITRE. We try to do industry standard as much as possible so all of your different tools can talk to each other and it's not a different tool for this and different tool for that.
So when a vulnerability is discovered, is the ethical hacker under non-disclosure, and then you guys decide, are we going to go tell MITRE to get this in the CV database, or it's a 0 day? Like, you guys help manage that?
Yeah, we do help manage that. We try to give our customers as much flexibility as possible when they want to publicly disclose a vulnerability. We believe at HackerOne that security through obscurity, bad idea.
Exactly.
So the idea is that once the vulnerability is found and fixed, then you could publicly disclose that, share the information so other security researchers, other companies can learn from it. So what we have is a news feed where the organization can decide, okay, we want to disclose this vulnerability. It posts on HackerOne and people can look at it that way.
So an ethical hacker is really good, could make this a full-time job.
Absolutely. We have over 6 researchers on HackerOne who've made $1 million just on HackerOne alone. So we do have some researchers that are strictly bug bounty hunters. We have other people that do it for hobbies. They're maybe a security engineer at a tech company and do bug bounty hacking at night, per se.
Does anyone say pay me in Bitcoins?
We have a few that do want to get paid in Bitcoin.
Very cool. Anything else you want to tell our viewing audience?
I don't think so. I appreciate the time. I think at HackerOne, we believe everyone should have the ability to at least receive a vulnerability from the outside. And then the next step is to pay a bounty possibly, but at least having the ability to work with the security community, we think is a big thing at HackerOne. So
it's a great program. And where are we going to send our viewers and our ethical hackers, our white hats out there who can make a little extra money this week? Where are we sending
HackerOne.com, them? HackerOne.com. And then our Twitter account is at HackerOne. And either way, you can sign up there.
So. Okay, so sign up today at HackerOne.com and stop the bad guys by finding the holes before they exploit them and make some money while you're doing it.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.